Bishop Media Sports Network. Now, here are your hosts, Jason Bishop and Kit Branch.
Happy Mother's Day to all the moms out there.
Happy Mother's Day. I got a special mom, and she treats me very, very well. So, yes, happy Mother's Day to all the moms.
My wife experiencing her very first Mother's Day, so a special Mother's Day to her, and of course to my mother as well. This is The Game on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Jason Bishop, that's me. Kit Branch, that's you. And this segment is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, Coastal Outdoors Fishing and Hunting. By the way, Coastal Outdoors Fishing and Hunting, man, we're getting to that season. Got to get outside. Got to get some fish on the line. Whatever you need, they've got it.
Fishing season. I mean, it was 93 degrees yesterday on the golf course. You know, I got to be on the golf course yesterday, Jason. So it was hot out there yesterday, so it's fishing season.
912-275-7017, the number to get your calls in. Here's today's trivia question. We didn't have a winner last week, so we're trying to make this a little bit easier. It might not be. So this is more gear. Okay, so for those of you that don't know this, Kit Branch, who is now the full-time co-host of this show, also calls the games on the radio for Brunswick High as the color commentator, and he's done it for...
This will be my 11th season.
11 years. Yep. Okay, so we have a Brunswick High question. We didn't even make 2 weeks without getting a Brunswick High trivia question. Here it is. When was the last year Brunswick High won a region championship?
In football.
I've got a $25 gift certificate to Bramelli Boys if you get that right. 912-275-7017. The reason this question is aimed toward a Brunswick High question is because Brunswick and Glenn will be playing a spring game scrimmage against each other on Friday night.
It's been the first time in quite some time that we've had a spring football game around here. It's usually been an inter-squad type scrimmage. New rule in the Georgia High School Association this year where you could actually have a game with an opponent, and so the powers that be here in Glenn County wanted to schedule the two rivals next Friday night at Glenn County State.
I don't know how I feel about this. I had this train of thought where the spring game for both schools is where you kind of want to work on things. You want to get some things against live action. But the problem with this is that both of these teams not only play each other later in the year, mm-hmm. they're in the same region.
Right.
And for most folks that know anything about high school football, most folks feel one or the other is going to win the region. So I think the spring game, you're supposed to be working on things that you want to work on for the season, but then there's that dynamic of, do I want to show this team this formation, this package, because I've got them later in the year, and I kind of think it defeats the purpose of having the spring game.
When I played at Brunswick High way, way back when they still had, you know, film projectors and all that kind of stuff, kind of black and white film back in the early 80s, I had a little bit different perspective on this game, Jason. The spring game, to us, back when we played, kind of set the tone for the fall. Because if you could come out and dominate them in the spring, then you had the mental edge going into the fall, and then the mind games creep in. That's the way we always used to look at it. If we can win that spring game, then there's no way they're going to beat us in the fall. Because the confidence was there because you did it 6 months earlier.
In a half, right?
No, it was a whole game back when we played. It was a whole varsity football game. They've got it watered down a little bit this year, but it's going to be a game. And, you know, the varsity teams are only going to play a half this year. But back when I played, it was a whole entire football game, four quarters, just special teams, everything.
And see, right there's the competitive side of that game, which I think, again, when you get into a spring game, you're more concerned on working on things than you are winning the football game or at least showing a region rival with a city championship on the line later in the year, maybe a package that you don't really want them to know, but you want to work on. By the way, Rocky Hidalgo, Glenn Academy coach, has also come out and said, He doesn't really know how much starting quarterback Randon Jernigan is going to play. Probably the first series, and beyond that, he doesn't really know.
Well, Randon's just coming off of baseball. Glenn had a deep run into baseball. I guess he's been at practice now a week. So why would you want to rush him in and put him right there in the middle of this thing after a week of spring practice? I mean, I think that's probably a wise choice.
This segment brought to you by Advanced Rehab, Jessup Furniture, and Bruce Kennedy Tire. By the way, Advanced Rehab, for all those student athletes out there, they are offering a physical to where you can actually go in, have the physical done, and then they can tell you what your strengths and weaknesses are and things that you need to focus on to get better. Good deal.
It wouldn't take long for us to tell us what we need to do to get better, would it?
I think it'd actually take a very long time for them to tell us what we would need to do to get better.
They could take one look at us, though, and know where to start.
And where would that be, Kip?
These tires around our midsection. That could probably be a good starting point. Don't you think?
This is the game. I'm not even going to go there. This is the game on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Again, the trivia question, when was the last year Brunswick High won a region championship? 912-275-7017. If you miss any of the show, you can stream it later on demand on thesouthernsportsedition.com. The Brunswick Glen scrimmage this Friday night, 7 o'clock, between the bricks. And as we mentioned, Randon Jernigan might play the first, or is going to play the first series, might play beyond that. We don't really know. This is the thing that I'm interested in seeing. What does Jamarius Stevens, the quarterback for Brunswick High, look like? I want to see his progression from last year, which there was definitely some room for improvement last year, to where he is now.
Well, I can only comment on what I've seen in a couple of limited scrimmages so far in the spring. And if it translates to the field, then you're going to be very, very impressed.
Meaning
there's going to be a drastic improvement from last year.
Last year we saw a lot of throws that were behind receivers on just little hitch routes.
Right.
Probably struggled throwing the deep ball. When you got Sean Smith last year, your big deep threat, and Sean really wasn't that big of a threat throwing the ball down the field because Stevens struggled doing that successfully, consistently. So I think that's the biggest thing for this Pirate offense. There are playmakers all over the field. Folks, I am not kidding you when I say Brunswick is loaded.
Here you go.
Loaded.
Here you go.
Athletes everywhere. The ability to throw the ball down the field with skill players, once again, is there. Can Jamarius Stevens make that jump? Because that was a huge problem last year. Defenses creeping up 11 yards in the end because they didn't respect the ability of the Pirates to throw the ball deep down the field. That's got to happen.
That's partially correct, but a lot of the problem, too, last year.
There are a lot of things I say that are partially correct.
We didn't take a lot of deep shots down the field. So teams naturally creeped us because, honestly, our passing game was quick screens. That was pretty much our passing game. We didn't take many shots down the field. And that was one of the things that a lot of Glenn people told us last year going after that game. They said they were worried to death that we were just going to line up and just throw the football deep down the field. And we didn't take any shots in that game, maybe one or two. And that was the main thing that the Glenn coaches were worried about going into that game, with Brunswick had taken deep shots, and we didn't do it.
If you are an elite athlete in Glenn County trying to maximize your potential, Advanced Rehabilitation can help. Advanced Rehabilitation offers sports assessments at their Brunswick and St. Simons locations and can help with balance, flexibility, preventing injuries before they occur, and overall athletic performance. All ages and referrals may not be required. Advanced Rehabilitation, 280-9205 in Brunswick, 638-1444 on St. Simons, and online at advancedrehab.com. The attorney you need to kick butt and take names? Alan Tucker. Whether you need help with criminal law or a personal injury case, Alan Tucker is the attorney you need to get tough when it hits the fan. Stop on in downtown Brunswick at 9 St. Andrews Court, Suite 201, or schedule an appointment, 912-267-7123, online at alantuckeratty.com. That's A-L-A-N, Tucker, A-T-T-Y.com.
You've walked your last mile. Boyd's Transmission will get you riding with a smile. Boyd's Transmission is your hometown stop for any and all transmission work and much more. Boyd's Transmission has been locally owned and operated for over 30 years. Check them out at 3123 Norwich Street, right across from the National Guard Armory, 912-264-6768, or find them on Facebook, Boyd's Transmission. Get your shift together.
Big City Cleaners and Quartz Cleaners have joined forces to make all your dry cleaning needs a reality. Whether you're on the mainland or on St. Simons, they have you covered and have been doing this for almost 60 years combined. Laundry, dry cleaning, fluff fold, alterations, and drive-through service to get you in, out, and back to what you do best. Free delivery to St. Simons. Big City Cleaners, 24 Midway Square next to Certified Burgers, 634-8688, and Quartz Cleaners, 6201 Altama Avenue across from Mike Murphy Kia, 264-3813.
Right now is a great time to step up to Exmark, the Mowers Landscape Pros Trust 2-1 over the next best-selling brand. For as little as $26.99, step up to the new Radius, the next great zero-turn rider from Exmark, or go all the way up to the Exmark Laser Z, the top of the line for zero-turn quality. See your local Exmark dealer for complete pricing, finance details, and to schedule a free demo today.
Exmark exclusively available at Brunswick Mower Supply, conveniently located at 6203 Altama Avenue, or just give them a call. 265-2388. The home for oysters on St. Simons? Catch 228. Catch 228 now unveils their extended oyster selection from all over the world. Maine, Canada, Nova Scotia, Prince Edward Island, and more. Also, don't miss happy hour, daily specials, Bloody Mary bar, and an assortment of frozen daiquiris. Catch 228 at the end of Redfern Village, and don't miss Catch 228's 9-year anniversary party on Saturday, May 20th. 228 Redfern Village, 912-634-6228.
Now, back to Jason Bishop and Kip Branch. You're in the game.
Welcome back to the game, Kip Branch and Jason Bishop. And now we're going into one of our favorite segments of the week, Jason's This Week in Review. And try not to laugh, folks.
And here we go. The Jaguars met with receiver Victor Cruz. A perfect signing if the Jags are looking to overpay a fourth receiver on the depth chart.
No.
Isaiah Thomas, fined for cursing at a fan in the stands. Because I am sure Larry Bird never had fans heckle him when he was on the road. Jay Cutler has signed a deal with Fox to be an NFL analyst. This will be the most talented team Cutler has ever been around.
No, not really.
NHL playoffs. What is the NHL? Breaking news, the Braves are not a playoff team. Quarterback Blaine Gabbert signed a contract with the Cardinals while Colin Kaepernick is still looking for a job because Blaine Gabbert's favorite song is the national anthem. Braves released former slugger Ryan Howard from minor league contract after he hit 188 in 11 games in AAA. Nothing says it's over better than striking out against a 22-year-old with only one pitch. Dwight Howard says he was unhappy with the playing time in Atlanta. Hawks did not give Howard a fair shake. Neither did Rockets. Neither did the Magic. Neither did the Lakers. Dwight, buy a mirror.
There you go.
And these are my thoughts.
Welcome back to the game, Jason. That was pretty good. This segment brought to you by Brunswick Mower Supply, Crystal Pools, and Catch 228.
Make sure you get by Brunswick Mower Supply. They're in that you're in that season where that grass is cutting up, getting on up. You got to get there, get your weed or get your mower.
You don't think Victor Cruz would be a good pickup by the Jets?
Why? You've got two really good receivers on your depth chart. You're four receivers deep with guys that can actually play, that are young. Why would you sign Victor Cruz? Who's already up in age.
How old is Victor Cruz? 32?
How old are the other receivers?
The point.
Younger than that. That's the answer.
How many Super Bowl... Victor Cruz has a Super Bowl ring. And they need somebody in that locker room that knows. And he's a veteran. Victor can still play. Okay? Let's don't make no mistake about it. In the right system, he can still get it done. We're not talking about him coming in and being a starter. We're talking about him coming in and providing depth and some leadership to a locker room that needs somebody in there that's got some rings and some jewelry and some playoff appearances to kind of show them how it's done. I'm not talking about him coming down there catching 80 balls a year. I'm just talking about him coming on the roster and just being providing some depth. We're not talking about him coming in and being a starter.
How much money would you pay Victor Cruz?
I don't know what their cap space room is, but I'm sure.
Forget that. I'm asking you the general question. How much money would you pay Victor Cruz to come in and do what you just described?
I would bring him in probably with an incentive laden contract. I don't want to talk base money because I don't know what wide receivers on average are making in the NFL. I'll have to look that up. But he could have incentives built in that contract if he came in and produced, and he could, you know, make some money that way.
Okay. All right. So let me come back at you.
All right.
So basically what your answer was roundabout was that you wouldn't pay him a lot of money.
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
So if you're Victor Cruz.
Right.
Okay. And you've accomplished what you've accomplished in the NFL.
Right.
All right. And you still have, I'm not at all saying Victor Cruz can't play anymore. That didn't come out of my mouth.
Right.
I still think Victor Cruz is a very good and serviceable receiver in the NFL. I totally believe that. My point is he better than the top two receivers that the Jaguars have? The answer to that question is no.
No, he's not.
Okay. But you're Victor Cruz, who has done what you've done in the NFL, and the Jaguars are going to want to pay you minimal money to come in and accomplish what the put you in the role that you described. And if you're Victor Cruz, you're not taking that.
You don't know that.
You can go to almost any other NFL team who's going to pay you more money that's going to give you more playing time.
Okay.
Why would you sign that deal?
Because of Tom Coughlin. And Tom Coughlin does not bring people in here that can't help win football games. We know that. You know that. I'm a big Tom Coughlin fan. And if Tom Coughlin says, I want to talk to Victor Cruz about being part of this football team, Tom Coughlin believes he can come in and maybe push somebody for a starting shot. I don't know. I mean, Tom knows more football than we do.
Allegedly. I'd like to argue.
Okay. I mean, his safe deposit box at the bank's probably got a couple of Super Bowl rings in it. We can't argue with that, can we?
Yeah, I don't have one of those yet.
But
working on it.
I love Tom Coughlin. I think Jacksonville never should have got rid of him to begin with. And Jacksonville, if they still had Tom Coughlin, probably have a Super Bowl by now.
Okay, I don't know how we went off the rails somewhere. Tom Coughlin. We were talking to Victor Cruz. This segment's about Victor Cruz.
Victor Cruz is brought. If he's talking to the Jaguars, that means that Tom Coughlin has pulled the string to get him down there to have these discussions, and he's down there talking to Jacksonville out of respect for Tom Coughlin. That's how we got evolved into that.
This segment brought to you by Sea Palms Coastal Realty and Mateos. By the way, Mateos is offering an app that will give you discounts, and you can order online through the app, the Google Play Store, as well as the App Store on your iPhone. Go there and download the app.
Hold on. Let's take this one. You don't think Victor Cruz can come in Jacksonville and possibly start?
Over the two Allens? No.
He can start for somebody, right?
Yes.
Okay. But in a three wide receiver set, he can't start.
Well, you got
a couple of wide receivers. You got the two Allens, okay?
And then you got Mays.
Got Mays.
Mm-hmm.
You don't think Cruz can come in and take his job?
No. I think Marquise Mays is better.
Okay.
I do.
Okay. Based upon what? Production?
Based upon his skill set, his age, and the role that he's asked to play in that Jacksonville Jaguar offense is perfect for him.
What role has any wide receiver played in the Jacksonville Jaguar offense over the last 2016? What role did wide receivers play in this offense?
Well, the thing about that is if you're going to make that argument, then you can't make the argument that the two Allens are any good.
Oh, they're good.
Okay, then you can't make that argument.
Victor Cruz, how can Victor Cruz make the Jaguars any worse on offense than they have been?
I'm not saying it. Yeah. Again, you're contorting stuff I'm saying. I'm saying that there's no room for him in Jacksonville in the role that he wants and should be in. That's what I'm saying. That role doesn't exist in Jacksonville for him.
So you're saying he comes in and he wants to start over one of the Allens.
Immediately, Victor Cruz, if he signs a contract with the Jags, immediately becomes your fourth receiver.
Okay. I mean, you got to have, how many wide receivers do you naturally have to have to get through an NFL season?
More than four.
Okay.
So, I see your point, but if those guys are, what I'm saying is, on the depth chart, health considered, he's fourth on the depth chart. You can't pay the kind of money that Victor Cruz is going to want where he is at in his career to a receiver that is fourth on your depth chart. You can't do it.
I'd pay money just to go see the end zone dance.
Bruce Kennedy Tire is your hometown destination for tires. Michelin, Goodyear, and all the brands you trust. But don't let the name fool you. Bruce Kennedy Tire, located at 2928 Norwich Street, does more than just tires. Brakes, alignments, repair work, and more than I can mention. Bruce Kennedy is locally owned and operated, so you get the best service in Glynn County. So give Bruce a call at 912-264-6578. Bruce Kennedy Tire, a name you can trust.
So here we are, slaving away at station WXYZ. We have this ad to do for a crystal ball service. Let's see. Okay, here we go. For your next close call, call Crystal Ball.
I hate to break it to you, but that's a crystal pool service.
No, let me see that. Well, that does make a difference now, doesn't it?
Tried to tell you.
Stop it.
Got anything for a pool service?
Oh, yeah, that's real easy. For a crystal pool, call Crystal Pool at 262-9260.
You just made that up.
Uh-huh.
The best private club value in the Southeast? Brunswick Country Club. 4 miles north of the St. Simon's Causeway on Highway 17. An original 1938 Donald Ross design restored by Mark and Davis Love. The best year-round course conditions in the Golden Isles and now offering special membership packages. Contact Dan Hogan for more information or check out BrunswickCountryClub.com. BrunswickCountryClub.com.
Want something special for mom for Mother's Day or that perfect gift for that soon-to-be grad? Cunningham Jewelers has your solution. Pearl sets starting at $99. Whether it's for mom, your daughter, your girlfriend, or wife. Cunningham Jewelers has the perfect pearl set for her. And Cunningham Jewelers even has baby sets. Cunningham Jewelers located in beautiful, historic downtown Brunswick. And remember, every girl is looking for that Cunningham's bow.
The secret is out. Coastal Outdoors Fishing and Hunting is your premier outdoorsman store in the Golden Isles. Pecker Wrecker Calls, Obsession Bows, Georgia Boots, Rocky Snake Boots, Harper Super Striker Popping Cork, guns, ammo, rods, reels, frozen bait, fishing supplies, and more. Owned and operated by folks you know. 1957 Glen Avenue, just south of the St. Simon's Causeway in the Old Waves Building. 912-342-7387 or online at CoastalOutdoorsFH.com.
Son, have her home early.
Yes, sir. Wow, your dad sure is protective.
That's right. Daddy loves me even more than you love your car, if that's possible.
Don't take your car to just anyone, because anybody can change your oil. But Express Lube and Car Wash will give your car the special treatment that it deserves.
Boy, I sure hope you treat me as well as you do your car.
Southern Sports Talk. You're in the game.
The game on the Bishop Media Sports Network, 912-275-7017. Last segment, we were supposed to talk about Atlanta Braves, and Kip took us off the rails because he got fired up about Victor Cruz. For whatever reason, I have no clue. Apparently, Kip is passionate about him some Victor Cruz.
He's a good player.
Okay. We're not going to do another segment on Victor Cruz.
Okay.
When was the last year Brunswick High won a region championship? That's your trivia question. 912-275-7017. We weren't even supposed to do a segment on Victor Cruz. So now the Brave stuff will be moved to the last segment in the quick hits. And so we really won't even get to talk about it because
which is probably
Kip
a good
felt
thing.
It
yep.
absolutely necessary to take a full 9 minutes to talk Victor Cruz with the Jacksonville Jaguars, and he hasn't even signed and probably won't.
But if he does.
We're still talking Victor Cruz. Why?
If he was to sign. Okay, Leonard Fournette, him coming into this offense, you bring in a quality wide receiver, free agent wide receiver to go with what you already have. You can't ever have enough weapons in the NFL.
This segment is supposed to be dedicated to the Glenn Academy schedule. We're going to break that down.
Okay.
Kip is still somewhere else.
All right, let's get to the Glenn Academy schedule.
This segment is brought to you by Express Lube, Alan Tucker, and Floors & More. Any type of renovation on your floors, Floors & More is your go-to place in Glenn County. Make sure you get in there. Robin and Tony will take care of you guys. Tell them Jason Bishop sent you.
And Victor Cruz.
Oh, boy. I thought I had it bad with the last co-host. I've got a feeling this is going to end up worse. Okay. When was the last year Brunswick High won a region championship? 912-275-7017. Glenn Academy schedule. We're going to talk Glenn. We're going to talk Brunswick. They're playing each other Friday night, 7 o'clock in the scrimmage game, which I don't like. But
I love it.
I'm not shocked by that for some reason.
I mean, you can't never have enough football. And there's an opportunity to create a lot of excitement. I'm kind of excited because I want to see Sean Pender's offense. A lot of Pirate alumni, they want to see it. But I want to see how it's going to equate against Hunter Hall in that defense. Because if you can move the ball on them, you're going to be able to move the ball on just about anybody next year.
Glenn's first three games are rough. Yes. Benedictine, they do get them at home. They do get Ware County at home. Then they've got to go to Tift. There's a realistic chance, a very realistic chance, Glenn might start 0-3.
Yeah, it's realistic, but I don't think it's going to happen. I thought Glenn was better than Benedictine last year. I know they got beat 24-7.
Well, they put the ball on the ground 6 times in that football game.
It was pathetic.
But it's a different Glenn team than last year, too.
Right, and I don't think Benedictine's going to come in here and beat Glenn Academy at Glenn County Stadium. That's just me personally. The Ware thing with Glenn, that's a mental thing for Ware right now. Glenn has beaten them 3 times in the last 10 or 12 months of football competition. And I think that is in the heads of the Ware County Gators. And they're not coming over here and beating – they're not going to come over here and beat Glenn Academy.
There are some folks over in the Glenn Academy camp that I have heard these words come out of their mouth. We own Ware.
They do. They own Brunswick, too. Right now.
It was a long time that Ware owned Glenn. And so Glenn Academy – and I don't blame them. I do, you know, I'm a Glenn fan. I'm a Glenn alum. You win 3 in a row – take every opportunity that you can because that program over in Ware County doesn't stay down for very long. So if you can tout it, do it. But the Glenn program is really good. They get Ware at home. I actually kind of like Glenn in that game. I think they're going to make it 4 in a row over Ware.
I think so, too. And that'll be 4 times in the last 3 seasons. And Tift, that's a wild card game for me. I don't know what Tift's got. They were a decent team last year. But they're 7A. And that's a road game in Tifton, and that historically has never been a easy place to play for anyone. And I have to look into Tift's roster and see what they've got coming back. I'm not sure on that game.
Glenn Academy will host Camden. I like Glenn to get that game, and I think that's going to be another blow. I tell you what, I think Camden's going to win one football game this next year.
Wow.
We'll talk about that another day, another time. Then they'll host East Jackson. They'll go on the road to Wayne County. By the way, Wayne County has got some sweet-looking new helmets, very similar to the Georgia Tech logo. They did away with old WC on the side of the helmets. Got that chrome look with that Georgia Tech type. Not exactly identical to the Tech logo, but similar. They look sweet.
They do look sweet. I like that helmet. And black with that, I guess that's not a bumblebee. That's a yellow jacket.
It's a yellow jacket, man.
Yeah. Yep, so they look good.
They'll go to Wayne. They'll go to Effingham. That Effingham game is a region game. The in-state, the in-town rival, Brunswick High, at home. Of course, Brunswick, technically, there is no away team in that game. Glenn will then host Richmond Hill and then go to Bradwell to close out the season. There's some talk. Glenn's offensive line, I don't think going into the season, look, you lost Zalante Hillary.
Right.
Who is probably going to end up playing on Sundays.
More than likely. He probably will.
It's really hard to replace a guy like Zalante Hillary and in good conscience say, our offensive line is going to be better than it was last year. Not at the beginning of the season. Now, maybe over the course of the year where those guys have had some time to gel, play together, get some experience. But again, the first three games of the year, Benedictine, Ware, and Tift against an offensive line that's probably not as good and a little more inexperienced, that's going to be the big question mark for this Glenn team is the offensive line. That may be the Achilles heel.
But I think they're going to change the offense around slightly. I think Glenn's going to be a very, very good passing team with Randon Jernigan at quarterback, Marvin Dallas at receiver. They're going to throw the football. And, you know, last year Glenn was primarily a running team. Not saying that they're not going to run the football. They run that triple option thing down there. But they'll probably vary it in a way that capitalizes on Randon's talents, roll him out, run pass option. So they really need the offensive line just to block on the select running plays that they run, maybe in the middle of the line of scrimmage or what. But Randon's going to get on the edge a lot of this season. It's going to cause a lot of problems for defenses. So I think the offensive line, Jason, getting back to your point, I don't think they have to be as good as they were last year in the style of offense they're going to run with Randon this fall. And defensively, Glenn's going to be really good.
Still got a run block. This segment brought to you by Fox's Pizza Downtown and Second Amendment Gun Emporium. If you buy a gun from Second Amendment, they will offer you a free class to show you how to take care, how to shoot, any type of class that you need pertaining to the gun that you buy from them. Second Amendment will make that happen.
That sounds like a good deal.
Yeah.
Maybe I need to look into that.
You're right. You know, the Randon Jernigan thing, I wouldn't be surprised, and that's probably going to be the case, us talking to Hidalgo a little bit. They're going to roll him out. They're going to give him that run-pass option off the bootleg. And look, at the end of the day, it's going to be a really similar offense to what Randon Jernigan ran his freshman year when he was still over at Brunswick. And oh, by the way, in that offense as a freshman, he threw for 1,000 yards and rushed for 1,000 yards as a freshman.
Offensive player of the year in the region.
That's right, as a freshman.
Right. And yeah, then sophomore year, just had some injuries, and then we could write a book one day on all that foolishness that went on at Brunswick High a couple of years ago, and, you know, not pointing the fingers at anybody. It was just a bad situation altogether.
Hey, Jason Bishop here, and you know what my favorite pizza place in the Golden Isles is? It's Fox's Pizza in downtown Brunswick. My wife and I go in all the time, and we love it. Here's what we do. We order a large deluxe with pepperoni, Italian sausage, green peppers, and onions, and then a large breadstick smothered in mozzarella cheese. Fox's Pizza, downtown Brunswick. Worth the drive from anywhere. 912-265-4490.
During your lifetime, your feet will carry you for thousands of miles. Keeping them healthy and strong goes a long way toward maintaining an active, full life. Parkwood Podiatry Associates serves patients in Southeast Georgia and Northeast Florida with the highest regard for patient care and comfort. Dr. Bodimer and Dr. Eller diagnose, treat, and prevent foot and ankle problems such as heel pain, bunions, ingrown toenails, and diabetic foot care. They will work with your other health care providers to give you appropriate, comprehensive care. Call Parkwood Podiatry Associates for an appointment at 912-265-4776.
Urgent Med is more than just an urgent care clinic. Urgent Med is now accepting primary care patients and accepts most insurances. With two locations to serve all of Glenn County, Urgent Med Prime, 5248 New Jessup Highway, just off I-95 at exit 36B, and Urgent Med Plus on St. Simon's in the Winn-Dixie Shopping Center at 106 Retreat Village. Walk in anytime and get in, out, and on with your life. In Brunswick, 912-264-1883, and on St. Simon's, 912-434-9316, or check out Urgent Med online at urgentmed.com.
Floors & More is your go-to store for all of your flooring needs. Floors & More is proud to announce they are Brunswick's number one dealer in Cortec waterproof flooring. Also introducing Mount Castle Engineer hardwood flooring, European oaks up to 7.5 wide. Floors & More, 4016 Coral Park Drive, off Cypress Mill Road, right past Holloway's Bakery. 912-265-9696 or visit floorsandmorestore.com.
The place to have your custom t-shirts made for your business, church group, reunion, or upcoming event? Coconut Calves. Banners, yard signs, koozies, and so much more. Specialty advertising products? Coconut Calves is a full-service ad specialty dealer. Located off of Exit 58 and a half mile east next to Dollar General. Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday, 8 to noon. So get over to Coconut Calves or give them a call, 912-832-2141. Or find Coconut Calves on Facebook.
All the best furniture brands. Magnolia Home by Joanna Gaines. Ashley Furniture, Universal Furniture, and more. Jessup Furniture has it all. Living room, dining room, home office, and even outdoor furniture. Best service, largest selection, and the absolute best prices in Southeast Georgia. Located on Scranton Road across from Barbarito's. Same low prices, same quality furniture, same friendly staff. Same Jessup Furniture you know and love.
Now, back to Jay Bish and Kip. You're in the game.
I was unaware that I went by Jay Bish.
Jay Bish.
But okay.
That's a little bit of swag there, bro.
I got a lot of swag.
There you.
This segment brought to you by Parkwood Podiatry, Boys Transmissions, Big City Cleaners, and Corks Fabric Care. This is the game on the Bishop Media Sports Network, 912-275-7017. I'm Jason Bishop. He's Kip Branch.
Yes. Last time I checked.
Trivia question is, when was the last year BHS won a region championship? $25 gift certificate to Bromeli Boys if you get it right. The number is 912-275-7017. This is not that hard if you're a Brunswick High fan. It's pretty recent. It's not as long ago as I thought it was going to be.
Could be a new answer to that trivia question next year when we go through the schedule right now.
I like Brunswick High's chances. I do. I like them. I'm not willing to go as far to say as I like them as the favorite. I still think Glen Academy is the favorite. We talked about that offensive line last segment, but I think by the time that they get to the Brunswick game, the offensive line will have gelled enough where it will be okay enough to win that game. But that game is going to determine the city championship, the region championship, and then seeding, which is going to be huge. Huge.
Yes. Yes, it will be.
Okay. So Brunswick High's schedule, again, we're really heavy this week with Glen Academy, Brunswick High. The reason for that is because the two of them are playing each other Friday night in a spring practice game, which I don't like.
Spring football game.
Yeah. I still don't like it.
I love it.
I know you would.
I mean, I'm excited about stuff. I can't wait to get out there to see. Got a lot of friends that are Glen Academy fans. And, you know, there's nothing like sitting around having some friendly banter before a game of that magnitude. So looking forward to the pageantry around that game next week. It won't be as serious as a regular season game, but there'll still be some trash talking going on.
Again, my reasoning is spring practice is a spring scrimmage game. Typically, you have an inter-squad game where you work on things to get better that you want to use in the regular season. With those two teams playing each other and in the same region, I think there are probably things that they will not run because they don't want the other team to see it, and therefore they don't get to work on those things. So I think it defeats the purpose of having a spring practice game. My opinion.
Okay.
Brunswick High's schedule, they're going to open with a scrimmage against Liberty. No Richard LeCount this time for Liberty County.
No Richard LeCount. He didn't play last year, if you remember. He got hit in the head on like the second play of the game. And
carted off.
Had to come get him, so we didn't see him last year. But August 25th, Pirate Nation has that game circled at Coffey. And that's a place Brunswick High has never won, by the way. Ever.
By the way, you got some news that you told me. I'm going to let you break it since you told it to me.
Oh, about those.
Yeah, Coffee and Brooks.
Brooks and Coffee had their spring game last night in Douglas, and Brooks County Trojans with Maurice Freeman bring that hammer. Went over there and whipped the Trojans 23-7 in their own backyard. And from people, eyewitnesses that were there, said it could have been a lot, lot worse. So I don't know what that means. It probably means that Brooks County is going to be a factor in 2A football in the state of Georgia. And if that is the case, then Coffee is going into the summer program a little bit worried about this upcoming season.
I think that game automatically makes Brunswick a huge game for Coffee. They've got it because that's going to be the tone set. Remember last year we kind of talked about Coffee coming to Brunswick and Brunswick trying to rebound, and that was going to be a huge trend tone setter for Brunswick High's season.
But the key there, Jason, is will be Coffee's second game. They open up at Irk Russell Classic in Statesboro with Effingham.
Mm-hmm.
And so they have to spend all season getting ready for Effingham. We spend all summer getting ready for Coffee.
Huge game. And I think Brunswick's got to be favored because of what just happened in the scrimmage for Coffee.
What are some unknowns about how do the kids pick up this offense and things like that? But that is going to be the measuring stick game for Brunswick. Kyle. Man, we want to go over there and beat Coffee really, really bad.
This segment brought to you by Nats Landing, Boyd's Transmissions, and Urgent Med 1. Nats Landing, your premier place to catch a game, island style.
Mm-hmm.
Put on your flip-flops, head over there, kick back. They'll take care of you.
Now, looking at the schedule, Jason, I think if we can get Coffee on the road, a place we've never won before, shows you how much of a homer
I've got
am.
A feeling I know where you're about to go with this.
I think Brunswick can go into the city championship game 6-0.
Yep, I was right.
I think, of course, I think the Pirates probably can beat the Patriots, you know, if you...
Yes, you do.
Yeah, every now and
then. At least you're honest about that. I like that. At least you're honest.
I'm a homer now.
That might be the understatement of the. We've got to get Kip some imaging. So when he says stuff like that, yeah, we know
there's
that.
No question where my loyalties lie when it comes to sport, local sports.
Hmm.
But going through that schedule, though, we got Coffee, got Cook coming in here. We whipped Cook last year, and we're going to do it this year too. We got Wayne. I can't remember if we go there. They come here. They came here last year.
I believe that game's probably in Jessup.
Yeah, and then we got Camden. Got to go to Camden. And you say Camden's going to be down. I just have to get a win over them to believe it. South Effingham, we beat the brakes off of them last year. Bradwell.
You know who you didn't beat the brakes off of?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, and that's why we're sitting here with a new regime here at Brunswick High School. Bradwell, they're not coming here and beating us this year. I'm going to go ahead and mark that down on the calendar right now. What's the date today? May the 13th. Bradwell Institute will not beat Brunswick High.
The Brunswick High program has got to move on from a point to where they are in the program right now. And right now, you're circling the Bradwell game on your schedule.
The Bradwell game.
That's not where you want to be.
The Bradwell game is what prompted all the changes last year. So that is a big game and something that we're going to prove differently. Then we got Glenn. Then we got Effingham. And I'm looking forward to the Effingham game, by the way. They've beaten us 2 years in a row, and they beat us with an awful football team last year. So I'm really have that game circled, too. Richmond Hill's got athletes, and we got to go on the road. And I think Richmond Hill's going to be a dark horse kind of team in this region next year. I think they have some kids that can play. And then Osborne last year when we went to that Week 10 game in Marietta, that's the worst football team I've ever seen in my entire life. And I've seen a lot of football.
You have seen a lot of football.
They were awful. Ask your dad.
He says the same thing.
Their band was great, though.
Yeah.
But Brunswick High football, Jamarius Stevens, we talked a little bit off air. He's going to be the key. How quickly he can pick up this offense and get the ball out of his hand. A lot of quick reads, get rid of the ball quick, take shots down the field. When this offense is clicking, it can be special with the kind of talent that we have. We got good running backs. Offensive line got three starters coming, three quality starters coming back. And our defense, like I said in the article yesterday on Southern Sports Edition, at one time or another got 10 players coming back. It started one time or another last year. Loaded on defense.
We have heard now for 2 years how good Jamarius Stevens could be. We've heard all the talk last season. We didn't really see that translate to the field. Jamarius Stevens, with all the talent that Brunswick High has, Jamarius Stevens at the end of the season is going to be one of two things. There's no middle ground with this. It's going to be one of two things with him. He's either going to be a huge reason why the Pirates are as good as they are, making a deep state title run, or he's going to be the reason that they didn't fulfill the potential that that team had. It's going to be one or the other.
If that's the case, then go ahead and print up shirts, T-shirts.
When playing on any field, you need a team of professionals behind you to assist with the win. Sea Palms Coastal Realty totally gets this and has the team to get it done. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting, Sea Palms Coastal Realty's team is undefeated. Stop by our St. Simons Island office located in Sea Palms Resort or call us 912-638-6660. And you can always find us online at seapalmscoastalrealty.com.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simons Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
Computer issues? No problem. Let the pros at Network Monkeys take away the stress and get your PC running back to top shape. Whether it be virus removal, custom builds, upgrades, or whatever, if it has to do with a computer, Network Monkeys has you covered. And now Network Monkeys offers tutoring for those of us that are less than tech savvy. 3831 Community Road, 912-466-0906, or online at networkmonkeys.com.
Let's face it, life is busy. Now admit it, you need R&R. Now think of your pool. Does it remind you of being busy or the R&R you need? Well, if you answered busy, let me help you out a little, and I'll make it plain and simple. Have yourself added to Crystal Pool Service's weekly service route, and they will maintain your pool for you. And put it back into perspective. Get your pool back on the R&R side of thinking. Call Crystal Pool Service today, 262-9260. Crystal Pool Service, it's your pool. It's our business.
Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org. We are 1 week away from the spring game between Brunswick and Glenn Friday night on the 19th between the Bricks at Glenn County Stadium. Kickoff will be at 7 p.m. Pirate wide receiver Jalen Jackson will play that game with two more offers in his back pocket, one from Mercer and another from Army. In some non-football news, Glenn Academy's Sarah Murray signed with Berry College to play tennis, and Frederica's Aubrey Malden signed a basketball LOI with South Georgia Technical College. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Follow us on Twitter at SSE Sports and give us a like on Facebook.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
Now, you're back in the game with Jason Bishop and Kip Branch.
All right, so we've gone through the Brunswick schedule. We've gone through the Glenn schedule. We talked about the scrimmage game they play on Friday night. If you don't have anything going on, get out there. I'll be there. I'm pretty sure Kip Branch is going to be there.
On the sidelines. On the Brunswick sidelines.
I'll be on both because I root for both teams.
I do, too, when we're not playing each other. I mean, I don't dislike the Terriers. Both my daughters go there. My youngest daughter is a cheerleader at Glenn Academy. So I don't dislike the Terriers. I just don't like them the week of October 13th, any of them.
That's By the way, yeah, that game would be played on my birthday.
That week, I don't want any Glenn Academy people talking to me at all. Period. We'll talk.
How are you going to do the show?
I might be sick that week if we lose.
This is the game on the Bishop Media Sports Network. No winners for this trivia question. Guys, it's not that hard. What are you guys doing? By the way, tomorrow, guys, is Mother's Day. So if you haven't figured out what you're doing for Mother's Day, get your butt to Cunningham Jewelers today. Get it figured out.
Cunningham Jewelers.
They'll take care of you.
Yes, they will. Got good stuff there, too.
This segment is brought to you by Cunningham Jewelers and Network Monkeys. So this is that point in the segment to where we've got a lot of stuff that we try to talk about, and we don't always do it. So this is the point of the show where we go to this little quick hit segment, and we get a little bed cued, and then we go back and forth. And so let's cue the bed. All right, go ahead, Kip, start us.
Cam Futch, linebacker, Brunswick High School, senior, got an offer this week from North Carolina Central University, historic black university.
Randon Jernigan, Glenn Academy quarterback, also is very good on the diamond. He received a baseball scholarship offer from my alma mater, Kennesaw State University. Randon, go.
They have a great baseball program.
Yes, they do.
Very good. Probably the best baseball program in the state of Georgia right now.
And a great hockey program.
Well, I don't know anything about hockey. You said you didn't even know what NHL was in your segment.
When I was at Kennesaw, we won national championships in hockey.
Okay. Now, you know what hockey is now, though, right?
No.
Okay. All right. Jamarius Stevens yesterday. We're talking about him in the earlier segment about Brunswick High. Charleston Southern was in here yesterday specifically asking about him.
Jalen Jackson, Brunswick High wide receiver, offered this week by Army, Mercer, and Central Michigan.
And rumor is he's about to, SEC school's about to issue him an offer. That is the rumor.
Huh, okay.
One that only plays basketball. Very good.
Okay.
That's the rumor.
Okay.
All right.
Georgia coach Glenn Schumann paid a visit this week to Frederica, particularly just to co-see Jayshon Sheffield.
I watched his highlight tape the other day, and he's a special kind of athlete. I'd like to see him against a little better competition, though, and I know that's going to offend some people, but he's going to see it in the SEC if he goes there. I'd like to see him against a little better competition in high school.
This segment brought to you by Coconut Kev's Watermarks Printing and Brunswick Country Club. Perfect time to get over to Brunswick Country Club and get some golf in. The weather is awesome. Perfect time.
Brunswick High this week brought back former all-region linebacker Demetrius Newberry to coach the linebackers.
Oh, that's awesome. Former Glenn Academy standout Bo Way on the baseball field was promoted to AAA in the Angels organization this past week.
Salt Lake Bees, AAA Anaheim Angels. Man, I hope he gets that call.
Me too. Yeah. That'd be awesome.
He's a great, great kid. I mean, he's awesome. Awesome kid.
We were going to talk about this in the second segment, where we're going to do a Braves segment. We didn't, because Kip took the show hostage with Victor Cruz talk. The Braves released Ryan Howard from AAA, his AAA contract. They signed him hoping that he'd be able to supply them with some power off the bench. He hit one home run in AAA and hit .188.
He had a good career, though. I mean, led the Phillies to a World Series. Sometimes you just have to hang it up.
Don't forget, Ryan, this is how good Ryan Howard was at one point. He forced Jim Thome to move on in Philadelphia. Jim Tomey's going to the Hall of Fame. Mm-hmm. He had 600-something home runs.
He went to, I don't know, where I can't remember where Tomey went afterwards, but he went somewhere else and had like an MVP-type season.
Yeah.
Which goes back to my Victor Cruz thing.
What?
Bring him into Jacksonville and he can have one of them all-pro kind of seasons
Cruz
again.
Get into another segment?
I'm just saying, you just said Ryan Howard pushed somebody out. He got pushed out of the Giants. Now he's got a chip on his shoulder.
Why is Victor Cruz in another segment?
I'm just saying, he can come in and produce.
I don't even know.
Puts Jim Thome out. You're just talking about Ryan Howard. Okay, he got pushed out of the Giants. He's still got some time. He's still got quality season or two left in him. Bring him into Jacksonville.
I'm just going to move on. Braves trade Kevin Chapman for Danny Santana from the Twins. This past week, Chapman had an ERA over 7 in the minors. Danny Santana was designated for assignment for the Twins. So basically, we'll give you this situation that's not very good for us. We'll take your bad situation and hope it works out.
That's kind of why I brought up that other name a while ago, to just get off of this whole Braves thing. Braves are awful. They need some pitching, and they need pitching bad. Offense, I actually like the Braves offense. They can't pitch.
He wants to do the Braves segment in the quick hit segment of the show.
That's all they deserve.
Now he wants to do the Braves segment.
That's all they deserve. And you know what? Jacob Eason's going to be an all-SEC quarterback, too, just so we have a Georgia piece in here today.
We were literally seconds away from getting out and having our first Georgia Free Show. We were almost there.
Yeah.
Jim McElwain for the Florida Gators. I don't know if you've heard about this, but there was a guy that looks a lot like Jim McElwain that was photographed naked on top of a shark in a boat. And so rumors started circulating that it was actually Jim McElwain that did it. And so this got so much heat that Florida had to call a press conference for Jim McElwain to deny that he was the guy in the photo naked on top of a shark in a boat.
That speaks to our society right now, doesn't it? And that's...
Second Amendment Firearms Emporium is locally owned and operated by Derek and J.R. Fiveash. All new firearms purchased in 2017 will carry a one-year cleaning service contract. And remember, Second Amendment Firearms Emporium has everything you want or need to protect your home and family. 1240 Chapel Crossing Road, across from Fletsy. 912-262-0188, or check them out online at hityourtarget.us. That's hityourtarget.us.
The premier Italian restaurant in the Golden Isles is Matteo's. Since 1983, Matteo's has established a reputation for fast and friendly service, a big Italian taste with made-to-order dishes that are made from scratch, and the authenticity Italian lovers rave about. Now look for exclusive offers and coupons you can download from the Matteo's app on iPhone, Android, or from Google Play. Come visit Matteo's next to Publix on Altama. Call for reservations or get your food to go. 912-267-0248.
Business needs to stand out. Your marketing needs to pop. Your brochures and invitations need to send a message. And Watermarks Printing is the mark of excellence. From branding and marketing to traditional and digital printing, Watermarks is your full-service firm with superior customer service, serving all the Golden Isles from our location in Redfern Village on St. Simons. For more information, visit watermarksprinting.com or call 638-1445. Watermarks, the mark of excellence.
You've walked your last mile. Boyd's Transmission will get you riding with a smile. Boyd's Transmission is your hometown stop for any and all transmission work and much more. Boyd's Transmission has been locally owned and operated for over 30 years. Check them out at 3123 Norwich Street, right across from the National Guard Armory, 912-264-6768, or find them on Facebook. Boyd's Transmission. Get your shift together.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
Want something special for mom for Mother's Day or that perfect gift for that soon-to-be grad? Cunningham Jewelers has your solution. Pearl sets starting at $99, whether it's for mom, your daughter, your girlfriend, or wife. Cunningham Jewelers has the perfect pearl set for her, and Cunningham Jewelers even has baby sets. Cunningham Jewelers, located in beautiful, historic downtown Brunswick. And remember, every girl is looking for that Cunningham's bow.